You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone, Friday edition with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And we got a great show lined up for you guys today. We've got some we'll get to it, but we've got some BISD info. You know, we've got to go about. I cannot step away from.
Oh snap.
That's right. That's right. We're going to break it off on BISD again today.
We always break it off on BISD, fool.
It's going to be a great day today. Oh, by the way, also after the show today, after us, following us, after the show's over, Jack Piper will be on live at Certino's in Mid-County.
Ooh.
And he'll be coming on live there. And
grab
then as soon as he's
sandwich.
Done with that show, we're going to do an encore afternoon for Fridays. We're going to start putting this in our weekly schedule. And we're going to do a three-hour venture today live from Madison's on Dallin. We're going to come live.
Oh, snap.
That's right. We're going to bring it to all of you live. And the best part is y'all can feel free to come out and hang out with us. Anybody can pop in. We'll put you on the air. We'll have a great time. If you don't want to get on the air, we won't give you a microphone, but we'll still BS with you. We'll have a great time. So hopefully from 6 to 9, you guys will come on out. And we'll pull out. I'll tell you what, I'll even pull out some apps. I'll bring some appetizers out there. And anybody who wants some free apps can come hang out with us and eat away.
And Jerome will even do magic.
Okay, I never said that. So that came. You know what? Just for Robbie saying that, I'm going to show him one trick, and he'll have to do that one trick for the rest of the night. Robbie's going to do magic for everybody.
I hope it's not the napkin trick.
All right. So, real quick, one thing I want to hit on real fast today. It is Friday, so you know, on Fridays I like to just lay back, have a great time. You know, just kick back and relax. But I saw this on the Envoy. This is dreams of his father. Obama's father told INS of adoption plans in 1961. Obama's father made a comment. He told U.S. immigration officials in 1961 that he and his pregnant wife planned to put their coming baby up for adoption, the one that they were going to have. And obviously, they didn't put Obama up for adoption. So I'm sorry, folks. He is your president. Unfortunately, those events did not take place. And you still have to figure out whether or not we're going to try and re-elect this man or not. which I'm still cringing at the thought that we bring him back for another 4-year spot.
Ew.
Can you imagine another 4 years of Obama? The Obama nation going on for another 4 years. So, and gasoline prices are going to go back up again, folks.
Ooh.
They were down for a short period of time, but
now you got to pay more.
That's right. So now they're coming back up. So now we get to pay a little bit more. And I'm real excited about that as well.
You're excited about a lot today.
It's Friday. I try not to get in a bad mood on Friday, even though this BISD thing just almost set me off. And we'll get to that. You know me, I'll probably start talking about it, and then I'll turn my whole demeanor is going to change. And then I'm going to want to just fire up on them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. We'll talk about the BISD when we get to it. We are going to have some trivia today, and we're going to have some giveaways as well, folks. You don't want to miss out on it. Sponsored by Bronze Body and the World Gym in Beaumont.
Yes.
As well as?
Madison's on Dowling, Goodfellas, and Dylan's on 9th.
You're listening to The Danger Zone, folks. Stick around.
Question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days this weekend features CabinetJewelry.com. Bob and Mary have the biggest selection of cabinet hardware, hinges and knobs, bathroom vanities and mirrors, lock sets for all types of doors, and specialty screws. When you are restoring that antique furniture or building new ones, think Cabinet Jewelry for all of your hardware needs. Visit Larry's Old Time Trade Days off I-10 East at exit 829 in Winnie, Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And I want to hit up on this subject. Let me get this started because I want to have a happy ending to our afternoon. I don't want to end up being angry as I get off the air today. So let me just get this out of my. Well, I'll tell you what. Before we do that, let's go ahead and go on with the trivia. I'm making this easy for you, folks. Easy for you.
What can they win today?
All right. You know what? We're going to give some more movie passes away again today. And you know what? I will also give away. I'll offer this right now. I will also give away anybody that shows up tonight.
Yes.
And while we're on the air as well tonight, if you guys come out and you show up, if you answer this correctly, not only will I give you movie passes, I'll still give you the movie passes whether you show up or not tonight. But if you show up tonight, I will also buy you a free appetizer at Madison's.
How does that sound? Which appetizer are you going to go with?
You know what? I'll let them pick it. That's how generous I'm going to be right now.
Word.
Right? You like that, don't you? I thought you would. So here we go. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. And here's how we're going to do this.
You know, now that I think about it, they should go with the fried mushrooms.
Those are really good, too. Well, they're all good, dude. The egg rolls are off the chain.
Yes.
Look, let me tell you something. I'm not the kind of guy that can sit down and eat a lot of food, but I can eat a lot of those egg rolls because I'm just nonstop with it. But here we go. All right, trivia question for the day. What movie at one time held the record for the most police cars crashing in that particular movie? Now, this is a two-part question, folks. One, there was a movie, 30 police cars were crashed during this movie. Tell me what that movie was. And eventually, that record was broken. And you also have to tell me what the movie was that broke that record. So I need both movies. I need the last two. The one who had 30 cars that crashed, police cars, and then the record was broken by a secondary movie. So I need the answer to those. If you have the answer, call in at 898-4400, 898-4400. And we'll give you a couple of movie passes to Hollywood theaters. Go see some of the great movies that are out right now. And along with the new Harry Potter coming up this week, which I'll be geeky enough to tell you right now that I absolutely am a Harry Potter fanatic. I know that's not crazy, but
it is. Sounds about right.
So that's how I'm going to hook that one up. So anyhow, if you guys are interested in these, call in 898-4400, 898-4400. Now, here we go. It's time for me to go off on these guys. All right, latest from our good friend Jerry Jordan in the Examiner. The latest info is out today, folks. If you haven't picked up a copy of The Examiner, go pick up a copy and read this article. It's a two-page article, and it is it's absurd, it's crazy, and it's about the BISD here recently when they they're basically, it's about, they're probing into this whole scrapping all the district property that came out from our schools that they took. So supposedly some people came and loaded up all the stuff, and then they took it out and supposedly scrapped it. Now, we didn't have any details on exactly everything that kind of went down yet last time we discussed this. But once again, thanks to our good friends who are on top of their case big time. I say it all the time. They can't breathe without Jerry Jordan catching every breath. He's got every breath they have recorded. I mean, it's just, this guy is on his game. Anyhow, so supposedly now they have decided, because it was on campus property, that they're going to allow the BISD police department to investigate it.
So, oh, they in trouble?
Wait, so
BISD, we're not going to let never mind. I thought we said Beaumont police.
No, not Beaumont Police Department, not BPD, ladies and gentlemen. They're only going to allow the Beaumont Independent School District police to investigate.
I sense a cover up.
I would say the plot thickens, but there's no plot. The comedy thickens, folks. The comedy behind this thickens. So I'm curious to see how this one turns. This is going to be very interesting to really keep up with. Now, there are a couple of people on the trustees that they have to really watch out for right now. Tom Neal, by the way, is one of them, and Mike Neal is the other. Go, Mike. We've had him on the show. Go, Mike. Give him hell, Mike. He is he's watching every move they make. Now, here's what happened. Apparently, folks, Dr. Carol Thomas said that he had sent a letter to the trustees and outlined the manner in which he believed the property should be disposed of. And this is what he told the reporters in the Examiner. And he said that the existing site will be given first choice to select any of the property that they would like. Secondly, that other sites or other schools would also be allowed to select items. Then after that, if there was any property of value at this point, BISD would store it. And then following that, that lastly, that civic groups or nonprofit organizations would be allowed to come in and take the items that they can use. And that any properties left behind would then be demolished along with the facility. Okay, he said that he had addressed this and sent the letter. And at the last board meeting, he made a comment also as well, saying that because they have combined 10 schools into five schools in the last few months, that there's just no space for the property, and it would be more easily or more costly to store. Now, this is crucial right here. It would be more costly to store. All right. It would be more costly to salvage or even conduct a sale than the property is worth. Now, I'm going to stop at this point real quick because I want to reflect on something. The people that scrapped what they scrapped, granted, they didn't get all of this furniture. Okay. They didn't get all these desks. They didn't get all these chairs. They got a substantial amount, but just the little bit amounts that they did get and they scrapped was worth tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Now, to say that that costs more than to conduct a sale is the most ludicrous, absurd thing that I've ever heard in my life. Man, all you have to do is a simple announcement, and the news would break it for you. Anybody would break it for you. We would break it for you. Our station would break the news for you. Whoever you wanted out in this area would be more than happy to break the news for BISD to say, hey, they're conducting a sale. Anybody interested in making any purchases of any of these items? I mean, they could have given them away at cheaper value. For sure, it still would have been worth the buyer. You know what I'm saying? To come out and take a look at it. I know people would have flocked out there to pick up some stuff. But unfortunately, they didn't do that. So they're trying to justify it, which I'm not going for. You know, feed that BS to somebody else, not to us, Dr. Carol Thomas. But according to Tom Neal and Mike Neal, they reviewed a video of the board meeting that this was supposedly supposed to have been brought up in. And guess what, folks? Guess what? Drum roll, please. Ta-da! No, there was no such... There was no such topic brought up. Apparently, that topic just vanished in thin air. That's right, folks. Once again, lie on top of a lie, trying to cover yourself. You know what? I'm tired of the crooked thievery. I'm tired of the stealing. I'm tired of the lies that we're getting from these people in BISD. We're paying their salaries on top of the fact that we are sitting back and we're they're taking our money on top of it that they still charge us. Our property taxes are outrageous right now. Outrageous. And a lot of it has to do with this whole BISD issue. Well, guess what?
Don't forget to pay your property taxes.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. Guess what? We don't like you. I'm angry. I'm upset, as you can well tell, folks. And there's some people out there that are on the trustees right now that are on our side. I support these folks. And any of the trustees that come out and are up against this, and no matter who you are on that trustee board, we're with you and we got your back. But those of you who are trying to pull some shady, scamming, stupid, I don't even want to, I'm about to start owing you some lunches because I'm about to start swearing at people on there. All I'm saying is we're not stupid. The public's not stupid. Keep treating us like we are, and we're going to show you what stupid people can really do. Folks, we've got to cut to a break. You're in the danger zone. Stick around. We're coming back with the answer to the trivia question.
Your 401k is turning to dust. Your IRA is wasting away. The U.S. Treasury is printing funny money, paper dollars like mad. And every single day, your net worth is worth less and less. Widespread fear of hyperinflation is coming down on you like a sledgehammer. Do something now, before it's too late. Buy gold, direct and wholesale, with United Gold Group.
Since 2001, the U.S. dollar has lost nearly 40% of its value in global markets. At the same time, gold prices have tripled. Many experts predict the price of gold will climb above $2,000 by the end of this year. Now is the time to buy from us, direct and at wholesale prices. Call us now and learn the secrets to the direct wholesale gold market.
United Gold's 2010 Investor Kit explains the advantages of buying gold direct and wholesale, and it's yours absolutely free. Call today and you'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-2650. 800-610-2650. That's 1-800-610-2650.
This is Rabbi Joshua Taub, the host of Religion on the Line, a very exciting live one-hour show heard right here on AM 1300 every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Not only will I be talking to religious leaders right here in the Golden Triangle, but I'll be tackling those hard questions that plague each and every one of us here in Southeast Texas. And did I mention the phone lines will be open so you can take part in each and every show? So join me, Rabbi Josh, every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Religion on the Line, a show you weren't expecting, but a show you won't want to miss. That's Religion on the Line, right here on the Talk of Southeast Texas, AM 1300 KSET.
Religion on the Line, brought to you by Temple Emmanuel, located at 1120 Broadway in Beaumont.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days this weekend features Howdy's Woodworking and My Sister's Closet. George has beautiful handmade cypress swings and chairs, Brinkman grills, and J.R. Watkins natural spices and flavorings. Step into My Sister's Closet, where Nancy showcases gorgeous purses and jewelry. Visit Larry's Old Time Trade Days off I-10 East at exit 829 this weekend in Winnie.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone. All right, so we've got we had a caller call in on the trivia question, and what's that?
We're right.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so remember, folks, this is a two part question. We'll give away some movie passes, and if for the correct answer. The answer, by the way, the person said was the incorrect answer on the second part. The first part was correct. So now we'll give away half of it, obviously. The Blues Brothers, the original record in the Blues Brothers was 30 police car crashes. So we know that's the first part. But the record was broken. What movie was it that broke the record? And the caller that called in a minute ago said Gone in 60 Seconds. That is incorrect. So like I said, it's a two-part question. We got to get both parts right. So we're looking for the second part to that answer. What movie broke the record with the most police car crashes? So whoever gives that to me, we're going to give away some movie passes, as well as me and Robbie V are going to be at Madison's from 6 to 9. And anybody that comes up there who gets this correct and comes up to us, when you come up there and see us, we will buy you a free appetizer. We'll take care of it. It's on me and Robbie V and KSET. So 898-4400, 898-4400. Still waiting for the correct answer. Now, I'm going to get back on this BISD issue. Because it gets crazier and crazier as it goes along. First of all, we're allowing the BISD Police Department, I want to get back to that part, to investigate this. I have an issue with this, Robbie.
What's your issue?
The fact that they're still employed by BISD. Not that I don't trust people employed by BISD, but I don't trust people, most of the people employed by BISD. Well, I say that. Not most of the people. When it comes to administration up top, I get real concerned with quite a few people that have been there a while, because so much shady stuff has gone on that, you know, it's crazy. So I'm not trustworthy of them so far. And I'm not sure if this is the way to go. I think that there are other ways to do it. I think they should allow the Beaumont Police Department to handle it. They could even allow the Texas Rangers to step in and handle this case. Believe it or not, they can be involved. The TEA has a spokesperson has already said that the board has to put a value on this stuff and declare it as surplus. And therefore, they have to have an auction to try and sell it. It's just that simple. And anything else is against the law, folks. Anything else is against the law. Ironically, we're also dealing with not just one or two people at BISD that are kind of circling around the boat trying to hide this information or trying to, I guess, shove it off onto other people. But, you know, we also have the BISD Director of Business and Finance, which we leave out and we shouldn't leave out quite often. This is another guy that just right now we're going to have to do a little more hounding on this man is Robert Zingelman, because technically speaking, he is the Director of Business and Finance. And folks, our business and finance up at BISD is a crock of bull, period. It's being so screwed up and we're just handing our money away. It's not just the money that we got, the $388 million or, you know, that we got or what have you, that I'm even concerned with. I'm concerned with the taxpayers' money that we give every single year that they get from us. All right. So do we go to which line do I need to go to real quick? Go to one or two, sir. All right. We're going to go. We're going to look for a correct answer for our callers here. Let's see what we got here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Jacqueline.
Okay, Jacqueline, what do you got for us?
Is it Blues Brothers 2000?
That is the correct answer. It is Blues Brothers 2000. So the Blues Brothers record was set at 30, and then it was beaten by the Blues Brothers. That's correct. So I tell you what, congratulations. We're going to give you a couple of passes to Hollywood Theaters, courtesy of Hollywood Theaters. And also, do you ever go out?
Yes, sir, I do occasionally.
Occasionally. If you get out this evening between 6 and 9 and you come holler at me and Robbie V up at Madison's, we will be more than happy to buy you a nice little appetizer, your choice. You pick it, and we got it for you.
All right, thank you.
That sounds good. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let my producer get your information, and so we'll make sure we've got the right person when we hook up with you. And you can come by and pick up the passes at the station, and we got those ready for you as well. So let me put you on hold. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, so there you go. Blues Brothers 2000 beat the Blues Brothers. They were so happy to have the record after the first movie.
They decided to break it again.
They decided to go ahead and see if they couldn't just make it a little bigger the next time. So that's a lot of cars to crash. I don't know if you're familiar with the film industry, but you know, I worked up at Spiderwood Studios in Austin, Texas. And
you had a job before this?
Yeah, that's so funny. And
I thought tearing up napkins was your job.
Nobody's considered that a job when I was working at the movie studio. Isn't that funny? No matter what job I do,
what
it's always
has were
to
you
do
in?
An, we'll get to that another day. How's that sound? We will discuss that another day. Actually,
okay.
I might even bring the guys from the movie studio. If they ever come in this area from Austin, I'll bring them in and we'll talk about all of it.
Okay.
Then you can harass me in front of them and then they'll make you look bad. And then I'll feel good. It'll be much better show. It'll be entertaining. Anytime I can watch Robbie V put his foot in his mouth, it's very entertaining. We've got to cut to a break. When we come back, one more little snipe at BISD, and then we're gonna kick up this fun Friday afternoon, talk a little sports and some crazy, insane stuff that's gone on in the sports world.
Oh, yes.
Stick around, folks. You're in the Danger Zone.
CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nahn. Hundreds of thousands got as close to the Kennedy Space Center today as they could for the final flight of Atlantis.
That was the last NASA space shuttle launch in history.
For spectators, young and not so young, it was a bittersweet moment. Sad for some, nostalgic for others. For NASA launch director Mike Leinbach.
A lot of us walked around and shook everybody's hand. It seemed like we didn't want to leave. It was like the end of a party, and you just don't want to go. You just want to hang around a little bit longer.
CBS's Dave Barrett describes the liftoff about 4 hours ago.
It's a beautiful sight from 9 miles away. It is a huge, huge yellow flame followed by a long contrail. It goes right through some blue sky as it heads up into orbit Atlantis, making the final flight of the shuttle. It is a beauty to watch.
This is the 33rd and final mission for Atlantis, which will be decommissioned and eventually displayed at the Kennedy Center Visitor Complex. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. Do you own a dog or cat? Are you trying to figure out what to do with them when you got to go out of town? The Pampered Pet on Needland Avenue in Needland, Texas, can take care of your dog and cat. They can not only board it for you, but they can groom it, they can trim it, they will wash it. They have all the supplies you need. And the owner, Desiree Edelman, is a certified groomer with the International Society of Canine Cosmetologists. Now that's all the technical stuff, but let me tell you what really matters. They're nice to their dogs. I'm not kidding. You drop your dog off with these people, you don't have to worry about how they're treating your dog. They're going to treat that dog with kindness and friendship. The dog's going to think, you know, I get treated this good at home. I can come here as much as I like because they're friendly. I'm happy with the Pampered Pet. I'm a happy dog. You don't have to worry about it. Give them a call, schedule an appointment, take your dog to the Pampered Pet. Your dog will be really glad you did.
I'm Chris Earl Phillips with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and a high near 96. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 76. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 96. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Chris Earl Phillips, KSET News.
Get off of my lawn!
You know this guy.
What are you looking at?
He's your inner curmudgeon. The part of you that just loves to be peeved off.
These kids today!
He's been through a lot this year. Natural disasters.
And the humidity.
Crazy politicians.
How about a brain certificate?
Royal weddings.
Royal pain in my big fat.
And what it all means to him.
Yeah, what about me?
The good news? No other radio station caters to your inner curmudgeon.
You never call me.
Like we do.
Talk radio, AM 1300. KSET.
Everybody's rushing.
Undoubtedly one of the worst written songs in the history of music entertainment.
Mr. Randazzo would disagree
with
you.
Yes, Mr. Frankie Randazzo thinks it's the greatest song that has ever been written in the history of music entertainment. But then again, we're talking about Frankie Randazzo. That song is absolutely horrible. But once again, the punchline, the sound or something about it sticks in my head. And now I have to hear it. And I haven't listened to it today, but on Fridays, I'll usually wake up and either Tanya or Tony or them, I'll wake somebody in the house up with it. I'll crank it up real loud and they'll walk in and look at me and go, seriously, you're really playing that to wake everybody up? But I didn't this morning, and so I haven't had it in my head. But now that I heard it, I'll have to hear it 1,000 more times today just to once you hear it enough, you get hooked on it. Hate that song. Hate you, Frankie. Just thought I would let you know. Okay, so now I'm going to – one more little thing I do want to get to on this BISD, and then I'm going to turn it over to some sports with Robbie V. But let me get this out of my system. I'm going back to this BISD thing. All right. Mike Neal made a comment, and he said, listen, and I like the way he said this. He said that he doesn't want the innocent people to be prosecuted for doing something they thought they had permission or it was okay to do.
Okay.
So I agree with him. And I think he also said, I want anyone who knew that what they were doing was against the law to be prosecuted. So it's two part there, which I totally agree with. If they knew that this was if they knew it was something shady going on when they came to pick all this stuff up, and there is an actual list of how many vehicles showed up, what times they showed up. So this article, folks, in the Examiner is absolutely fantastic. There's no way I can go over the whole article with you, but basically definitely go pick this up and read about it. It's unbelievable what BISD is still doing constantly. And the question is, how long do we let them get away with it? Well, if we continue to let BISD police investigate it, we'll see how this turns out. I'm not going to knock the BISD police yet. We'll just see if there's anything shady with them. But what I will say is, if people did pick the stuff up and they knew, if it was one of those, hey, man, on the hush-hush, come out here, bring your van, bring your truck, bring a low boy, come load the stuff up, and you can take it, it's yours, I'll just give it to you. If they knew that it was something kind of shady and they still did it, yes, they should be prosecuted. I agree, Mr. Neal. Secondly, if they didn't know, I agree also. If somebody just said, hey, man, we've got this stuff out here, you can come get it, it's okay for you to come pick it up, and they went and picked it up and then went and scrapped it, you know what? There's a free pass for me. Get out of jail free card right there. Because I think that, you know, it's not their fault. If they were told by somebody who works in the district that it's okay, then it would simply mean to me, if somebody said that to me, I would think, okay, it's okay to do. You know, because this guy works here. He wouldn't tell me that, obviously, if it was illegal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there is an innocence to it to a degree. If they're innocent, I agree. But I have a funny feeling that there was a little more. The fact that the van even showed up at the warehouse supervisor's house, to me, that's a little sign of something else, a little shady going on there as well. Oh, Zingelman, Mr. Robert Zingelman, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then our good buddy Craig Eichorn, of course, said that he couldn't provide any further insight about this whole letter written by Thomas to the trustees because he had not seen it.
I want to know what he gets paid for.
He's the latest puppet. Nothing personal, Craig, if you're listening to the show, but technically that's it. He's the scapegoat. They're using him right now. He's nothing but the puppet right now. And he doesn't realize what he's gotten himself into. And if he does realize it and he just keeps sticking around and letting it go the way it is, if he doesn't stand up for something, then I'm going to throw you in the bag with the rest of them, Craig. It's just that simple. there's plenty of crooks up there. We don't need any more. All right, so there, I'm done with that. Actually, we have, less than 60 seconds before we cut to this break. Actually, let's just cut to the break, so when we come back, then Robbie can jump on with the sports. Sounds great. Listen, folks, it's Friday. We're going to have a great time today. We'll be at Madison's later on. Right now, you're in the Danger Zone, sponsored by Bronze Body and the World Gym in Beaumont.
You could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home, a mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop. How about a mechanic that has a nice clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Summertime and outdoor fun go hand in hand, like delicious meals prepared with quality foods from Market Basket. This week, shop and save on USDA inspected fresh fryer drumsticks, jumbo pack, only 59 cents a pound. Limit two with a $10 or more additional food purchase, please. Seaport coffee, assorted grinds, 12 ounce, just $2.99. Limit one, please, with a $10 or more additional food purchase. Our friendly associates are always ready and waiting to help you. Market Basket, friendly people, fast service.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days are this weekend. While you're there, make sure you look for Old West Cookery. AJ and Joy have every type of cast iron cookware you can think of, from the small skillets to the multi-gallon pots, Cajun fryers, fire pits, grills, and the Blue Bug boilers for those crawfish and crabs. Old West Cookery is located inside the pavilion. Everything is professional grade, and of course, the price is right. Larry's Trade Days in Winnie off Interstate 10 East. Exit 829. See you this weekend. Larry's Old Time Trade Days.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone this Friday afternoon with Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont. Speaking of the World Gym, I just talked to Jody the other day, and he is going to come back on the show. I talked to him yesterday, so we're gonna bring him back in.
Score.
And, yeah, we'll talk about a little history. Mr. Jody Nolan, great place, folks, if you want to work out.
Oh,
great
absolutely.
Place to go. And to verify it, we can ask young Robbie V, my co-host here, because all day long he's had trouble moving a microphone because he said he's so sore.
Oh, yes.
Yes? Are you feeling any better? Is it wearing off, or are you still sore?
I'm still pretty sore, but I got a really good workout in yesterday. my goal is to become in better shape.
Okay.
And my trainer sent me out there for two and a half hours.
Yes.
Just nonstop wearing me into the ground.
That's awesome. Well, good. Good for you. And on top of that, folks, check this one out. Come next Tuesday, Robbie V, go ahead.
We'll be doing the Lipotron. That's right. At Bronze Body.
At Bronze Body. We're going to come live with our show from Bronze Body next Tuesday while Robbie V is having the Lipotron done. We're going to see, and we're going to measure up. We're going to see how well they do right there. We're going to come live and do it.
The thing is, I haven't had a beer in nearly a week.
Good for you.
Actually, it's been over a week.
Good for you.
As far as alcohol goes, it's been strictly vodka water.
Yeah.
And I've eaten healthier, been working out, been trying to get back into shape and everything else. Haven't even weighed myself from the start of it.
You actually look I was telling you today, you actually look like you might have lost a little weight. And
maybe
I don't know if it's that you got your hair cut, and maybe that was a lot of the weight, and maybe it just came off of that head.
Oh, where's Dr. Carol Thomas when you need him to call in and, and make comments about cheeseburgers
and big fat heads.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, 898-4400. If you guys want to call and weigh in, if you want to call and give Robbie hell, feel free to do that. If you want to call in and give us your opinion on BISD, listen, I talk to you folks out in the public all the time who come up to me and say, man, I wanted to call in today and say this or say that. And I say, well, why didn't you? This is it. Call in. Don't want to, just call. It's real simple. dial the number and call us. Would love to talk to you guys. 898-4400. Meanwhile, let's get on to the sports. Because you were coming up with the sports stuff. And the one sports deal that I brought up, we were talking about earlier, is just tragic.
I think that's the main sports story that almost everyone's been talking about is the man that fell out of the stands at the Rangers game and died.
And he didn't die right there, though.
No, he didn't die. He was conscious on the stretcher. He was talking. He was saying, my son is still up there. You know, someone look out for him and everything else. And he died in the ambulance.
That, dude, that is so tragic. That is a horrible, horrible thing. And the worst part is, it's not like it was a foul ball coming at the guy.
No, it was Hamilton who... The foul ball was recovered by Josh Hamilton. He threw it in the stands.
And threw it up to the – and I assume that it was the upper deck or the second deck up, I assume.
Is what it seems like. He fell 30 feet.
Yeah. Wow. He reached out to grab it and fell over the edge to grab the foul – or to grab the ball.
And, I mean, it's just – it's tragic all around.
Wow.
And, but it's not the first time someone's fallen this season – and it's not the first time someone's fallen in Rangers ballpark either.
Yeah, but fallen and died like that in a situation
In May, a fan died while falling down a stairwell at Coors Field.
Wow. Yeah, but this is just, I mean, just the fact that he was just trying to be a part of the game that everybody loves, you know, with the American game, man, it's America's game. And he, you know, being the guy that reaches out and snags the ball in midair, and unfortunately it cost him his life. It's a sad thing. I really feel bad for the son, you know, the child. That's going to be a very traumatic deal that child's going to have to grow up and come out.
It's sad that, you know, America's pastime is where...
Yeah, it is. Wow.
And
what else we got?
Well, I was reading that Rocket center Yao Ming is set to retire from the NBA.
Well, that's about right.
That sounds right.
That's about right. That's something that...
It's not official, but sources have been saying...
That he's going to.
After, you know, 9 injury plague seasons.
Yeah. Well, that, like I said, that's about time.
I mean, he only played 5 games last season, so.
Go ahead.
That's about it with him.
All right.
Jeter's 2 hits away from 3,000.
Oh, good for Jeter.
First Yankee to ever do that.
Good for Jeter. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's real cool. All right, so look. Go ahead with this because you brought up something you had pulled up, and I thought that was kind of interesting. But go ahead and bring it up.
Which one are we talking about?
The controversial games.
Oh, the 5 controversial games.
Yeah, let's just give them 4.
It was 4, that's right. The War on Terror board game.
The number one board game. Now, this is a legitimate board game.
It has cards called Suicide Bomber, Regime Change, and Terrorist Attack, and uses a spinner dubbed the Axis of Evil. Comes with a ski mask that says evil.
No. Are you serious?
Yes.
And this is an actual board game?
Yes. It was debuted in 2006. The other one, Ghettoopoly. A clumsy attempt at parodying Monopoly. Ghettoopoly replaced the board's railroads with liquor stores, its houses with crack houses, and its income tax squares with carjackings and police shakedowns.
No, come on. Are these being sold? Is this real?
Hasbro, the owner of Monopoly, took legal action, and I actually was sitting there, and after I read that you can't even find it, I decided to go search Amazon and everything else. Amazon is selling used copies of the game for $250.
Wow. Really?
$250 for a board game.
To get Ghettoopoly. That's crazy. What was the fourth one right below that? What was the other one below that?
Bomber Uber England.
No, the one after that. There was another one.
Well, there was that one, and then there was Battleship.
Oh, Battleship. Yeah, what was it doing with the Battleship?
Well... honestly,
and we're talking about the same Battleship that we played growing up, correct?
Yeah, it really the only thing
that was controversial
with it was the cover art from the 1950s edition. There's a father and son merrily playing Battleship in the foreground. And what's behind them? You see an image of the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Where you see the mom and the daughter in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Oh, that wouldn't fly today. Try that today and see how long that one lasts. That one, there's no way. All right. Are we going to break right now, Mr. Christian? Yes? Okay. Because he was looking at me a minute ago. I want to make sure I didn't miss out on that. Let's go ahead and let's cut to this break. We come back. Final words on BISD, the Obama administration, and a little shout out to one of our sponsors, as well as I might just, no, we'll talk about another giveaway I'll give away for the evening once we come back. Stick around. You're in the danger zone. Number one that jaded you.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
At YMCA of Port Arthur, it's the summer to discover. Tots to grandparents, we have a program for you. Discover Fun, registering now for summer day camp and swim lessons. New this summer, Yoga Kiddos for ages 5 to 12. Discover Sports, summer hoops, sports and cheer camps, sports performance training camp. Kids Fit every Tuesday and Thursday evening. For the over 18 crowd, Women's Basketball League, racquetball tournaments, and more. Discover Fitness. The Y has everything from group cycling to Zumba. Personal trainers can design a plan just for you. Financial assistance available to make Y programs open to all members of our community. YMCA of Port Arthur, 6769th Avenue, 962-6644. PortArthurYMCA.org and find us on Facebook. The Y, we are for youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
Hello, friends. James and Julie Dabney for Vacuum City. Boy, did they leave a lot out with that name. Yes, they sell and repair all types of vacuums, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. If women like it, Vacuum City sells it.
Candles and fragrance lamps, decorative yard signs, flags, and wind chimes. Flip-flops and other footwear by Lily Pad, Yellow Box, Justin, and Mini Tonka. Insulated cups. Decorative picture frames and keepsake items. Gifts for him or her for birthday, graduation, weddings, and babies. And don't forget those redneck wine glasses.
My favorite part is the in-store shopping service. I can call Vacuum City and one of the ladies can help me pick out a gift. I don't even have to go to the store. They can mail it to me if I want them to.
Ladies, you really need to stop by Vacuum City and see what you've been missing. Guys, take the pain out of gift shopping. Let Vacuum City make you a hit with the women in your life. That's what James does.
Vacuum City is on Highway 365, straight across from Central Mall in Nederland. You need to go by there today.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Dillon's on 9th and Mid County.
Oh yes,
and we gave away yesterday. We gave away some appetizers and some food to, or day before yesterday, I think it was. Gave away some stuff over at Dillon's,
and they have a really great performer tonight.
We give some lunches away, actually.
Yes,
and yes, they do have a great performer tonight. If you're out in Mid County, you don't want to miss him. And he's a good friend of ours.
He's the one, the only, Chris Harper.
Chris Harper.
And his band.
Yep. And he's phenomenal, man. They're
great. Yes. Chris let him lie to you. He is actually really talented.
No, Chris has got some in his band, Do Not Destroy. Great stuff, dude. You don't want to miss these guys. Chris Harper at Dillon's tonight. And make sure you check him out. He comes on, I don't know. You know
9:30.
Is it 9:30? Okay. There we go. 9:30, folks. Now, I said I was going to say something about BISD. I don't want to talk about him anymore. I'm done with him because it's Friday and I want to have a good afternoon. But I do want to tell a couple of things. First of all, a couple of knickknacks I like to throw in. That's what I'm going to call them from here on is knickknacks. A, Milwaukee, Wisconsin on the 4th. In case you guys didn't hear about any of this, it was really crazy. There was a list of robberies that took place at convenience stores. And it was 6 armed robberies that took place. There were 11, and ended up being 11 victims in the whole thing. And there were 22 suspects. It was all on camera, all shot on camera. And all these kids basically did was come in and just rob these convenience stores. It was like a planned thing on July 4th, and they just constantly were robbing these convenience stores. Well, since then, 3 mothers have actually come in, gotten on news, the whole 9 yards, and turned their children in because they didn't think that it was right. They should learn a lesson from being that crazy. Good for you, moms. Good for you. That's how we teach our kids to not grow up to be
heathens.
Yeah, exactly. Or future BISD superintendents.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow, now, also, one more thing. Not that means anything, but since the Harry Potter is coming up this week.
Are you going to be a magician out there again?
No, listen, no, quit. Quit. Since it is coming up, I do want to mention there was a little thing. Daniel Radcliffe, he did announce that he did take they know he took them, so they kind of just allowed him to keep them. But he took a couple of mementos from the Harry Potter film series. Can you guess what they are that he took?
No.
He took the first pair of glasses that he wore on the very first Harry Potter.
Okay.
And he kept those. So he has the original glasses that he wore. And on the last one that he just did, he also kept the last time that he wore spectacles on the moon. It's the last set of spectacles. He's keeping the last set. So those he kept.
Okay.
So he got the first and last pair of glasses that he wore on the whole series. Listen, folks, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Madison's on Dallin here in a couple hours. We are coming back live. We're going to be on for 3 hours doing a show. We're going to be getting all kind of crazy and stupid, and we'll talk about the most trivial stuff you can imagine. You don't want to miss out on us. Up next, Jack Piper, live from Certino's in Mid-County. We'll see you guys at Madison's. Have a great weekend, folks.